The full list of who will be contesting the 2020 elections has been released by the Electoral Commission, with 17 registered political parties and 677 candidates who will be taking part. With voting opening in 11 days' time, there is a push to get more people registered to vote, but especially young voters. We look at talking to voters from our Pasifika community over the next few weeks to see why they vote and issues that are important to them. Joining us in the studio this morning, we have Bishop Viard College Year 13 student Fuatino Sofara, who will be voting for the very first time in the New Zealand general elections this year. Ta'alofa lava and good morning, Fuatino. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Ta'alofa lava, everyone.
Now, could you tell us a little bit about yourself, please, Fuatino?
Ta'alofa lava, everyone. My name is Fuatino Sofara. I am 19 years of age, full Samoan, come from the village of Tuanai and Nerewa. I'm born and raised in Samoa as well, but moved here to New Zealand in 2016.
Wonderful. And how are you finding New Zealand 4 years later? You're still enjoying it?
Yes, I still enjoy it, but, you know, like moving away from the island is a different perspective of how we look at the new environment and that, but still find New Zealand way better than not being sad, but in Samoa as well.
No, that you are not being sad at all. And one of the things about being in New Zealand is that as a young person, you get to vote. Why are you voting in this upcoming elections?
My perspective is that I have the democratic right to vote, because as you all know, I mean, in my knowledge, not everyone in other country can vote. Or something that to be heard their voice in that, but I think here in New Zealand you can vote as well for us generation. Thanks.
And unlike Samoa, in New Zealand you get to vote the way that you want, because I understand the way Samoan elections can sometimes happen. You know, mum and dad might sit down and make you say what you have to vote, but you yourself, you are voting as an independent young woman?
As you know, I've seen my parents in the island vote, but I didn't even vote in the island. But now is my first time voting. I have the opportunity to vote and saying what I want to do and making my voice to be heard in the government as well.
And how good has Bishop Viard College been in making sure that you're enrolled for the elections?
So for the first time, while we grew up in the island, we never heard like how we're gonna vote and what are the party that they had to say for us in order for us to know what they're gonna be doing in the government. But at Bishop Viard College, we know what we had to. We know what we're going to be voting for, which party that we support in that, and the support that our teacher gave us. For example, in our RE class, which is the religion study, we study stuff that, for example, euthanasia and that. So we study the people that support them or Kingston. That gives us, that explore our mind to vote for who's going to be we support in that. But also we have this class, bilingual class as well, that the lady that comes in, which is the lawyer, that support us to actually help us Pasifika to understand what the government is deciding on and that which party that they're supporting the most and which party that don't support the most, whatever is happening in the government.
Yeah. So in terms of the two referenda, the end of life bill choice and also the marijuana legislation bill, in terms of what the school is teaching you, it is giving you information for you to make up your own mind. The school is not saying this is the way you vote.
Yep. I think Yeah, that's right. So they don't decide, they don't tell us, okay, you have to vote for this party or you have to vote for this person, which is support. They just gave us an idea of what's happening around the country and what's happening in the government as well.
And also in terms of making sure that you're enrolled, you spoke about the bilingual class that you have. So the teacher that you had for that made sure you all knew how to enroll to vote.
Yes, she make us understand like those censuses that we had to fill up, or like what we had to understand, those democratic or whatever happening, how to enroll.
Now, for you, what issues are important for you as a young Pacifica person growing up in New Zealand?
In my knowledge, is the equality with different ethnicity. For example, at school we celebrate the past few weeks, we've been celebrate our language, like the Islanders Language Week. For example, last week we've been celebrate the Maori Language Week. But I've been heard from my other friends from other school that the school hasn't even knowing has celebrating their country, I mean their language in as well. Like they've been lack of that. But you know, like I think if we can have all schools celebrate and then celebrate ethnicity of each people where they come from, I think it would be the best for them as well.
You spoke about last week, what did Bishop Viard College do to celebrate the different ethnicities that you have at Bishop Viard College?
So last week we've been celebrating Te Reo Māori Language Week, and we have stuff going on online, there's questioning like in their language and that, but also we've been saying the prayers, opening the prayer and that, closing off with the prayers as well in Te Reo Māori language, also saying good morning in Māori Language Week, and like those simple things that actually encourage people to say those things.
And I understand the week before that, I think it was over Saturday, there was a multicultural concert that you had at Bishop Viard College?
Yes, we had the Fifia night performing on that night, Saturday night. We had to, in order for us to showcase what our culture is and that the ethnicity in our school, basically the student ethnicity in our school as well.
Now, if you could change one thing about New Zealand, what would it be?
I would like to see student voice being heard in the country, I mean the government, because personally I believe we are the future generation of Aotearoa New Zealand, because if it wasn't us, then who would it be to lead the country for next year or the year after that?
And therefore, how important is it for your fellow students to make sure they enroll to vote in the upcoming elections?
For me personally, that we just, I think my school, they had the support for us to encourage us to actually enroll and fight for what we had to vote for, so yeah.
Any possibility that sometime in the future we might see Fuatino Sofara as a candidate running for local bodies or maybe parliament?
Right now I'm studying science, so sorry about that, but I'm not in a way of doing that, but I'm just thinking about science, becoming a science some other way in a path of scientist.
Wonderful. So thank you so much, Fuatino Sofara, year 13 student at Bishop Viard College, for taking the time to pop in and have a chat with us.
Thank you.